الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Martyr Soleimani will live on forever and his enemies will disappear in history's dustbin. January 5th, 2022.
یه نفری گفته بود که شهید سلیمانی برای دشمنانش خطرناکتر از سردار سلیمانی است. درست فهمیده بود.
Someone once said that Martyr Soleimani is more dangerous for his enemies than General Soleimani. He understood correctly. This is really the case. Those who martyred Shahid Soleimani, dear martyr Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, and their comrades 2 years ago thought the case was over. The enemies thought by assassinating them everything was over. But you should look at what condition they are in today. Look at the situation of the US. They fled from Afghanistan in that way. And in Iraq, they are forced to pretend that they had intended to withdraw their forces. Of course, our Iraqi brothers should pursue this matter vigilantly. They were forced to announce that from now on, they will only play an advisory role. In other words, they are acknowledging that they will not and cannot have a military presence there anymore. You should also look at the status of the US in Yemen and Lebanon.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
جریان ضد استکباری در منطقه، جریان مقاومت در منطقه امروز از 2 سال پیش پر رونق‌تر و شادابتر و امیدوارتر داره حرکت میکنه و کار میکنه.
The anti-arrogance movement and the resistance movement in the region are moving forward in a stronger, more dynamic and more hopeful way than 2 years ago. In Syria, the enemies are faced with a dead end. The enemies in Syria have no hope for the future. These are blessings from that dear innocent blood.
از قول شهید نقل شد توی سخنرانی گفته بود که کسی که شهید زندگی کنه شهید میشه.
Shahid Soleimani was quoted as saying, he said this in one of his speeches, that a person who lives the life of a martyr will finally become one. And this is how he really lived. He truly lived the life of a martyr. I have been reading a book about some of the characteristics of this martyr. One of his old friends has written a book entitled The Soleimani I Know. Interesting stories have been written in this book. For example, he has written the grandchild of one of the martyred friends was going to be operated on. He went to the hospital and waited for the operation to finish. The mother of that child said, "Well, the operation is over. Haj Agha, you can go attend to your affairs now." He answered, "No. Your father, the grandfather of this child, went and was martyred in place of me. Now I have to wait here in place of him." Thus he waited until the child regained consciousness. He left when he was sure the child was all right. This is how he behaved with the families of the martyrs. But his behavior was different when dealing with the malicious and the corrupt. Inside the country one way and outside the country another way. For instance, in the southern part of the country, in Jiroft, Kerman, the things he did in those years were amazing. The strength he showed and the decisive, forceful moves he made were such that when he would enter an area and the enemy would become aware of his presence, his mere presence would ruin the enemy's morale.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you. you've got for me.